Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in now Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst. Deuce, how are you, man? You're missing out on some good char-grilled oysters.
Yeah, y'all eat good when I ain't there. It's all good. I ain't tripping, though.
Deuce, what do you make of the Saints signing Zach Zinner at running back?
Got to have somebody to practice, Christian. I mean, you can only beat up Latavius so much during the week, and then obviously you're going to try to hold Alvin out as much as possible. I mean, and let him get close to 100% as possible. So, and he was with Joe Lombardi previously up in Detroit. So, I mean, obviously, hopefully. You don't need him, but if you do, he does give you a little insurance.
Now, Deuce, with that being said, obviously guys that we were familiar with and contributing on special teams, Dwayne Washington, or Taquan Mazzell Sr., if I'm pronouncing that right. And I'm looking at Mazzell. He's like 5'10", 185. So when you look at the brought in cadet and obviously – to me, more, I think, as a scat back or what Kamara brings to the table as far as a pass receiving running back. But when you break down the whole running back position, obviously, Latavius Murray, that you give him a lot more responsibility to be that guy. But when you look at that rotation and we're doing it by committee, who would you perceive if Kamara could not go against the Bears, who would be utilized?
Well, I think they would just – it would maybe come from – the wide receiver room. I mean, I think they would lean on Dwayne Washington a little bit more as far as running the ball. You're not going to be able to do some of the things that he does as far as Alvin is concerned. I mean, you can use Deontay Harris in that role, maybe some of the routes and some different things like that. But, I mean, you would still use Murray as a pass receiving back. We've seen him be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, but you know, you wouldn't use him as much maybe out wide, and he could still run the angle route. That's a route that he can run. We've seen him use the Texas route, so that's a route he can run. It's just a mismatch that you have with Alvin Kamara on the field. It makes defense declare and say, hey, look, we can't play him a regular 4-3. You know, defenses may want to play 4-3 base defense with Murray on the field. And so with Alvin, they say, look, we have to play a nickel defense with him, and if he's not in there, then that changes how they have to play him.
Now, Deuce, looking at, I think, no offense would necessarily strike fear in the Saints' defense right now, considering how well they've played the last 3 weeks. But, man, bottom line, the Bears' offense sucks. I mean, come on. Deuce, they ranked – okay, listen, this is, I think, a potential playoff team because I think their defense is that good. But net yards a game, they're 30th. Yards per play, they're 30th at 4.4 yards. And then I'm looking at the net passing yards, 185. That's 30th. So I don't care who's at quarterback. Now, I'm not saying the defense is licking their chops. But, boy, it just seems like that you look at a stout Saints defense, stout Bears defense, that it could be kind of an old school teens kind of game.
Well, and then the question becomes, who do you feel best relying on in the special teams department? You know, if it's going to be something of that nature, then Deontay Harris has to be big. Thomas Morstead, who has won another award this past week, he has to come through. And then you obviously trust Will Lutz to be solid as well. And then the other part of, you know, who can design some type of trick play? I mean, I think if you're the Saints, you have to be on high alert, and even the Bears, you have to be on high alert if you feel like, hey, look, they don't have all their normal stars. Maybe we can hit them with a trick play and get 7 points. You know, and it may be a cheap way to get 7 points, but, hey, if you're trying to manufacture offense, that's what you're going to do.
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst here on Sports Talk and Deuce, when you look at this Saints defense, I've asked Bobby this. Do you think that they're elite? Certainly over the last 3 weeks, I think they're playing at an elite level.
Oh, they have all the making to be an elite defense. And, you know, when I say elite, you know, you're talking about top five, at worst top 10, but definitely top five defense. And that's what you want to be. You know, me and Bobby had always said, hey, look, if they can just be upper echelon, which you're talking 15 and better, then normally when the Saints are rolling offensively, then, you know, that's an 11, 12 plus win type team. And right now they haven't been going efficiently as far as offensively, but they figured out ways to win. And so if they can figure out how to solve some of their red zone woes, and, you know, you talk about being more efficient with not having the penalties, not hurting yourself and putting yourself in negative situations on first down, then I think that you can see them score, you know, obviously more than one touchdown a game.
Now, Deuce, I'm glad you brought up special teams because, you know, we've been outstanding. You know, punt coverage. I don't even say kickoff coverage because I think that could be controlled depending on the kicker and how deep you kick it. We all know Cordell Patterson. He might be 6-7 yards deep, and he takes it out because
he's taking it
success.
Out.
yeah. But he's right now. This is outstanding. He's averaging 29 yards a kick return, which is fifth best. But what really caught my attention, I should say that's fourth best in the NFL. But Cohen, Deuce, I'm all excited that Harris is averaging double digit. But Tariq Cohen, right at 15 yards, number one in the NFL. So when you're in that special teams meeting room, come on. Marstead, we need him to be on point because that's going to be a challenge, especially on the road and the wind, how it's blowing and all. Contain a guy like Cohen because that's almost a first down and a half considering how he's produced number one in the league.
Well, when you talk about the Gunners and you talk about JT Gray and you talk about their job that they have to do, you know, Justin Hardy, they're going to be up to the task. I mean, because they know that we're playing a number one punt return and a top five kickoff return guy. And so those guys will be up to the task because it's an opportunity for them to shine. I mean, and you look at what Thomas has been able to do, pinning teams inside the five, whether you're on the road, they don't care. I mean, you're on the road. Yeah, and I still have a job to do. So, I mean, they're going to be up to the task, and that may be how the scale is kind of tilted to one team or the other. Just because one team is starting, they have starting field position at the 35, and the other one is their starting field position is at the 15. You know, you just hope that you're the Saints that have starting field position at the 35 and not the 15. I mean, because both teams will have their hands full trying to drive the length of the field against these defenses. So if you can have a short field, and like I said, you can maybe hit a trick play and that goes for plus 30, plus 40 yards, then that's going to put you in a position to be successful.
Great point, Deuce. And I tell you what, we talk about this every week, but I just look how the Bears are structured right now. Turnover margin, they plus six. We're plus two. That's third best at plus six. I think we could be in that area because I think we're opportunistic. But you know what I've been impressed
Bobby,
with?
There were three opportunities for for interception. Yeah. I mean, that we didn't cash in on. I mean, we got our hands on them. We got our hands
right,
on
right.
them, but I mean.
You got to finish.
I mean, you finish it. And then not even talk about the five because of penalties. That there's five interceptions that we have that you can't have because of penalties. I mean, so you're getting the ball, the strip fumble. I mean, Leonard recovered it. I mean, but you're getting the opportunities. The ball just has to bounce your way a little bit.
But, Deuce, I was bringing it up because that's one thing. I don't care whether it's Chase Daniel or Trubisky and, you know, the running backs, whoever it might be. I was somewhat surprised at this. I always view the Bears as taking away the football. But right now they're number one in giveaways. Only they have four turnovers the whole season. So, to me, that's going to be critical on the road. Can somehow – I'm not talking about a scoop and score or a pick six, but can we end up on the plus side in Chicago and all of a sudden that can give you the momentum and the crowds out the game? That could be the difference in if you're in a 17-13 type atmosphere.
Well, it definitely could be the difference. I mean, and that's normally what you want to do when you go on the road. You want to win a turnover battle and – obviously, you want to stop the team from rushing for 100 yards. I mean, those are the things that you normally do when you go on the road to win a football game.
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst here on Sports Talk. Great job as always, man. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, Deuce.
All right. All right. No problem. Appreciate it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.